Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California, literally wandering the aisles of this just world-class diving event out on the left coast. And I got to say, a lot of stuff going on. We're celebrating our 20-year anniversary, our road show. CJ is with me. This is the first time to the Scuba Show for a diving event like this. What do you think?
It's a lot of fun. So far, we haven't been banned yet, but the weekend is young.
Yeah, it's so true, so true. Now, we are talking to a lot of friends that we've known for, you know, the last 20 years. I come out here every year and connect with my California diving, you know, peeps, you know, that have been supporting us over the years for Scuba Radio. But then we make
new
ones.
You got to stop you there. You're past Easter. No more peeps.
Those things last forever. There's no shelf life on a peep. You knew that, didn't you?
I use them to stop up drains.
Okay. Well, you can do that, too. Or you could, just look for new friends, new dive buddies. And we're wandering the aisles. We've stopped at the Signature Scuba booth, who has been working with ReefSafe, one of our sponsors. And we kind of, tag-teamed a mermaid. I don't know if that's a proper way to do that, but we brought one of their mermaids into our fold under the Scuba Radio umbrella up front, and we have Sarah with us. This is her first time as a mermaid, isn't it, Sarah?
Yes, it is.
And you did really well this morning, and I assume that you have experience being out here in California near L.A. or, I don't know, a Signature Scuba is what? Rancho Cucamonga. What is it?
Cucamonga.
Cucamonga. And James is the proprietor of that Signature Scuba, which is the dive shop that sells ReefSafe out here. How you doing, James?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Yes, thanks for letting us borrow your mermaid up front. We helped warm up the crowd, and Sarah was there. And this was a first-time experience for you, right?
Yes, it was. It was very fun. Thank you.
So, in your real life, when you're not a mermaid, you're one of the Real Housewives of L.A., or what?
I am. I love it.
So that's why she was a natural. She interacted with the crowd. CJ, did you see that? How she just kind of mixed in with everybody, posing for pictures. And, I mean, a few cat fights broke out, but she won them all.
She's a natural.
Yes. So do you dive there, Sarah, or what?
It's been a while, but
it's been a while.
Yes, it has. But I love it. When I have gone in the past, it's wonderful.
Yeah. And what about mermaiding? This was your first mermaid experience ever, or just with Scuba Radio?
I don't know. Sometimes I like to...
You don't remember the last time you were a mermaid?
Sometimes I kind of like to, you know, play around in the water with it.
Okay. All right. James, is that something that you want to expound on or no?
I'd rather not. My wife's sitting on the other side.
Yes, that's a good call. Good call. But you look great as a mermaid, but I would imagine you'd be even better as a scuba diver. So do you get out here and dive in like Catalina Island and areas like that? Or when was the last time you dove? How many years ago? Like 20 years?
No, we have a refresher course for her. She started a refresher course 2 weeks ago.
Okay, and it starts with being a mermaid, and then it gets you back in the pool, and you start doing that kind of thing. All right, so when you're a housewife out here in California, how can you live so close to the water and not jump in it?
I jump in all the time.
Just snorkel? Is that what you do? I do a little bit of snorkeling maybe? Or are you swimming or what?
Just regular swimming. Anytime I can swim.
Yes. So, and do you have some celebrity friends? Is Rancho Cucamonga? I mean, I don't... I know this
Rancho
is natural.
Cucamonga.
I just like saying that. Don't you, CJ?
Cucamonga.
Cucamonga.
Yeah, see? You know, it's one of those things. We're from Florida, so we're easily amused. Do you hear what I'm saying? Okay, so what do you think? I mean,
you haven't heard the new spinoff of the Ranch Cucamonga Housewives?
Well, I think coming. We're experiencing it right now. So, yeah, there'll be catfights, the tables thrown, the whole thing, I'm sure. Yeah.
Right.
So, but you dig that thing. That's what they do out here on the left coast, right?
They do. That's what they do.
And you're not mermaiding.
Right.
I want the blue tail. No, I want the red tail. You know, and they fight over colors and all that kind of stuff. But you guys do carry Reef Safe right here, James, over Signature Scuba. That's done very well for you out here in California, or
yes,
what?
Yes, I have. Actually, Reef Safe is an amazing product. We've actually been researching it for quite some time. And we came in contact with Reef Safe, and they actually were we tested it ourselves as well. So we won't sell it in the shop unless we tested it. And it was an amazing product. You can see all these other products bleed in the ocean, and you can see it leading the oil base. As far as Reef Safe, we haven't had that problem. It's been a great product.
Yeah, well, and it's nice that, you know, Sarah came out and helped us out with our mermaiding up front with Scuba Radio. She also Reef Safe's mermaids and has, you're all lathered up, I guess, right?
Yes, we got to keep us safe.
Yes, and lubricated, or I don't know, slides through the water quicker and faster.
But it's not also just sunscreens. They have hair products like that after you come out of the ocean to make your hair softer. So there's a lot of different products. Check out the website. They're definitely definitely worth taking a look at.
Absolutely. And, well, that's why they've been working with us at Scuba Radio for so many years. So it's good to see them doing good work out here. Now tell us a little bit about Signature Scuba. So you guys dive right there in Rancho Cucamonga, or is that inland, or where is that exactly?
Definitely. It's in the Inland Empire. It's in not too far from San Bernardino County. We're right off the 10 and the 15 freeway next to the Quake Stadium. We actually teach all the way.
Wait, next to the Quake what?
Quake Stadium.
Quake Stadium. Oh, God, because I was just going to say, do people get certified out here in case there's the big one and then they can just jump in the ocean and they're safe, or what?
Actually, everybody wants to learn to dive. Why do you have to drive to the ocean when you can come local to us? And then when we're ready to get into the ocean, we do several trips, either boat trips, local diving, Catalina.
But wait a minute. If it's at Quake Stadium, that's going to be the ocean here in like 5-10 years anyway, right?
Yeah, well, we're right across the street from the Quake Stadium. It actually is a great location because not a lot of people have a lot of dive experience out that way, and then they find us, and then we teach them. They teach them the concept of diving and how safe it is, and then we take them and do the classes. We do the pools right here in Rancho Cucamonga, or right there in Rancho Cucamonga. Then when they're ready to go into the ocean, we take them out on different trips, either it be Catalina, doing some of the Channel Island dives, local beach diving, and it's really a great experience, and we go all the way up from open water to instructor, teach rescue. We also teach technical diving and rebreathers.
Oh, that sounds awesome. And, you know, CJ and I are going over to Catalina Island here after the scuba show just to go visit. I hear the water is like 64 degrees or something like that, which, you know, I just saying that out loud, I experience shrinkage. You hear what I'm saying, Sarah?
Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of inappropriate. I probably shouldn't have went to her on that one. You know what I'm saying, CJ?
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, but Catalina Island, is that the closest place? Or is it Channel Island is further north, isn't it?
Yeah. So we have some local divings here in like Laguna. We go to Shaw's Cove, Crescent Bay. It's an amazing experience out.
I dove Redondo Beach. Yeah, how far away is that from where you guys?
Redondo's not too far. It's about maybe an hour drive. Redondo's a great place to get some deep depth. Not a lot to see out in Redondo, but like we were saying, Shaw's Cove is a little bit closer, maybe about 40-45 minutes away. Great experience diving there from nice little reefs there. You got kelp forest out over there. You got the Garibaldi, which is California state fish.
Yes.
It's kind of a mini Catalina Island, where Casino Point is. I don't know if a lot of people know where Avalon is. We're also a hop, skip, and a jump. We take the little the express over to the island, and we dive off Casino Point quite often as well.
Yeah. Well, that's the place I've been. I didn't dive, but I saw the water. It was crystal clear. I could see the little Garibaldi, and it was very, just appealing to, like, jump right in there. But then I kept reminding myself, Greg, it's like 62 degrees in there. It's too freaking cold. I'm a Florida warm water wuss.
Yeah.
So I got to get over this dry suit thing or just this phobia I have with cold water. Do you have that, Sarah?
It's a little chilly.
Yeah, you come to Florida.
I would love to.
We got a little warmer water, you know, out there. But you know, you guys have the Garibaldi. We don't have those.
Well, actually, last year it was about 70 to 72 degrees for about 4 months. So the temperature was not bad. Wearing a seven-wheel wetsuit actually is great for you. Feel nice and comfortable. And also, same thing like you were talking about, dry suits.
Yeah, yeah, 7 mil won't do it. I've done that, been there, done that. The only way I can do a 7 mil here in California, and what I did in Redondo Beach, is I wore one of those heated rash guards. So it's like an electronic urinator. You hear what I'm saying? To kind of keep the, I think they understood me. Did you?
I was going to say it was about 98.6, wasn't it?
Yes, it was pretty warm. It was like bathtub diving. But I don't know if that's ideal for the environment. I don't know. But you do what you got to do, right, Sarah?
That's right.
Yeah, is this making you more enthusiastic about getting back into your diving activities?
It is. I would love to get back in. It's like another world down there.
Absolutely. And how do you feel about doing the mermaid stuff? You met a lot of the divers. That was a huge crowd out there in front of the scuba show this year.
It was fun. Everybody was excited. I got some pictures taken. It was fun.
And if you look on Scuba Radio's Facebook or Reef Safe or Signature Scuba's Facebook, I'm sure Sarah will pop up there as one of the new mermaids. And you did a great job. Hats off to you. You want to be a mermaid again, or is that a one-and-done kind of thing?
I'll do it again.
All right, we got to keep her. I was going to throw her back, CJ, but it sounds like we can keep this one.
Yeah, we'll let her do it again.
Okay, fair enough. More coming up from the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California next. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You know the fine for littering in the state of California, Chavez?
Yes, sir!
Yes, I'm a California man today on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here in Long Beach, California for the Scuba Show. I'm with CJ. You're enjoying this stuff, aren't you?
There's some seriously cool stuff here that I've never seen before.
Yeah, matter of fact, I thought I'd seen it all, the 20-year history of Scuba Radio, but lo and behold, every show I go to, I find something new. And here we are with Steve from a company that claims to have the world's smallest dive scooter. And it's called Scuba Jet. What is this, Steve?
ScubaJet is the world's smallest dive scooter. We're an Austrian company doing our grand opening in the USA today at the Scuba 2017 dive show.
Nice.
The ScubaJet is more than anything, it's a power object. It's a tube with propulsion.
Now, this thing is about the diameter of a beer can and about, what, 2 feet long thereabouts, and it comes with different battery sizes, so it could go longer than that, but that's about right, isn't it? And a good description?
Well, it's about 16 inches long.
Okay.
And we have another version that's about 3 inches longer that doubles the runtime.
Okay, but even the smaller version goes for, what, 1 to 3 hours is what you were telling me?
At scuba speeds, we're going to go 1 to 3 hours. If we get the longer version, it doubles that to 2 to 6 hours.
Wow.
So, and it's also, with the dive adapter, we're an adaptive product with propulsion so that we can actually turn this into other products to power a paddleboard or a dinghy. But we're here to talk about diving, so we'll keep it to diving. We're rated down to 45 meters, 150 feet.
Okay, well within the recreational dive limits.
Right, more for the rec diver, not the technical divers or the deep guys.
Sure.
But it's a power in the palm of your hand. And it's small enough, light enough, that it can go in a backpack. It can go in a backpack that can go on an airplane. According to TSA regulations right now, we're airplane legal. So you could take this with you on your carry-on bags and go on your dive travel trips and have a dive scooter with you.
That is amazing. Now, it does look a little ominous. So I'm guessing if you take it through TSA, they may say, oh, wait a minute, what the hell is this? And you're going to have to kind of go through an extra screening maybe a little, you think, or what?
I would hope so.
Okay, yeah, you want them to be safe.
When I go through TSA, I'm going to tell them in advance what I have, what it is, and I'm going to have it out before they ever even ask me, because I want them to check it, see it, do their explosive swab and make sure that it's okay, right, and I'm on the plane.
Yeah, and say, hey, I'm a diver, this is a scooter. But the technology here, I've never seen this before. This is a scuba jet, so you don't have a prop on it. This is literally using like jet stream or, wind or a wave surfer or wave runner type propulsion, right? Like you'd see on one of those type of fishing boats or
a little bit.
Ski boats?
Part of our technology is that we have evolved from prop-driven scooters to the jet-driven scooter, just like airplanes evolve from propellers to jets. And part of our technology is we're using a water intake of 360 degrees. Your jet ski pulls water from the bottom and pushes it out. We pull it from all the way around, which is a more hydrodynamically efficient way to create power, and then we shape that power with an output of 44 pounds of thrust, which is a lot from a little tube.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised how small it is. And watching the videos here in their booth at the Scuba Show, it looks like it does have plenty of juice to it, or very comparable to any other underwater scooter on the market. Is that true?
I can't speak for all the other scooters on the market.
Yeah.
There's one nearby that, you know, they touted that they could propel at 1.3 miles an hour. And I think we're close to twice that at the medium speed.
Well, the key is not necessarily how fast it'll go. It's just that you don't have to kick. And you can just go and you have the power there to, you know, make it so you can just dive longer.
Not only that, but because we're so small and lightweight, we can attach to your BC. And when you get to something that you want to use both hands for, you simply let go of your dive scooter and it's attached right to you, but not in your way.
That is cool, because I got to tell you, you know, the one thing about scooters for me, it is one of those issues where they're usually too big, too bulky, too much of a hassle to mess with. But literally, you could have this attached to your BC like a slightly larger version of a spare air. And you've got a scooter that you can just cover like God knows how many miles underwater, and everybody would think you're the coolest James Bond diver on the boat. Am I right?
So I like to think of the six guys that are going to go out on a dive, and they could have their traditional size scooters, and it takes up the whole back of the boat. Or you could have six scuba jet, and they all fit in one Home Depot bucket.
Yes, that is pretty cool. So this is brand new to the USA. It's called ScubaJet, and it's available now online. You could literally order it online today and get it delivered to your home, or what?
Yes, again, we're shipping from Austria. We're available at scubajet.com. There's an online shop. You can buy them ScubaJet, the ScubaJet 200 is selling for $1,195, and the SJ400 is $1,395.
Wow. Well, I got to tell you, this is very cool. And when I walked up to him, he was showing some other folks how this thing operates with the jet propulsion and all that kind of stuff. He says, if you really hate your buddy or he annoys you, you just point it towards him.
Well, I'm not going to encourage such malicious behavior.
Yes, but you could blow his mask right off, I think.
Along those same lines, though, I've had quite a few guys that are the treasure hunters and another guy commercial diving that needs to blow sand out of the way.
This would do it?
And they said, you just turn this thing around and you can be clearing out your field of vision or debris or searching for your treasure or your work area.
Yeah, maybe Cooper's Treasure people will be using this device on one of those Discovery
maybe
Channel
so.
Shows
or,
soon.
Or the Great Race or who knows what.
Yeah, so are you in California here and you decided to come to the show and show this or what?
Well, I'm based in San Diego. Our company's in Austria and I'm in San Diego. But I decided to come to this show to do our grand hard launch for the USA market in the scuba market today at this show.
And you've had it out here on some of the reefs or in the kelp forest or something or what?
We'll be getting there.
Yeah, okay. Haven't done that yet. But you've had it in the water yourself.
Yes.
And, I mean, are the other people that see you using this going, what the heck is this thing?
They're amazed at its size, at its weight, at its power, and at its cost. And
that's what she said.
Hello.
Yeah, just okay, but yeah, it is an amazing thing. I gotta say, in all my years, I've never seen a scooter like this. So this could be big.
Well, we're getting a lot of attention from I've sold to dealers all over the world, from Croatia to Cyprus to UK, Australia, all around the world, South America, Brazil, Peru, Greece, Israel. Where there's water, there's people that want to dive.
Yeah.
So if I heard that right, based on the battery length of time and everything with the charge, you're probably going to run out of air before you're going to run out of battery charge, right?
Well, wait a minute. With the scooter, you won't have to use any air because that thing will be doing all the work for you.
Less. I mean, you know, Santa, if you're listening, I want the ScubaJet on my list.
Christmas. Okay.
That's all I want.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master at the Scuba Show in Long Beach.
Greg, hold on,
what,
stop
TJ?
It.
What?
I found a fan.
You found a fan?
I found your one fan.
My mom and dad are here?
No, mom? No,
what?
This is, I got. Well, he's a guy I paid. Here's $1,375, is that what he said?
Yeah, okay.
Don't cash this right away.
All right, what's your name?
I'm Dan Stevens.
Dan.
Yep, from Ocean Safari Scuba in Pasadena.
All right, well, welcome. You're a fan of me or the show or CJ or what?
I was a...
Whoever paid you.
I was a fan of the show and then...
Was the key word, right?
Back when Dick was on it, yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, but yeah, you've been listening over the years. You came up to me, and that was nice of you. I appreciate it. So what do you do here in Aldehera on the left coast?
Well, I work for a university, but when I'm not working for the university, I'm interning in a dive shop.
Okay, and you were telling me that you guys have a mooring ball program out here off the coast of California where you're trying to do something similar to what they have down in the Keys. Is that what it is?
Yes, that's what we're trying to do. Is we looked at John Halas and the Florida National Marine Sanctuary with the buoys that they set up out there. And since we don't have any on any reefs in California, we thought, well, why don't we have any on any reefs out here yet? So we used Florida's system as an example of what we want to establish out here in California.
Well, that's cool. I'm surprised you guys don't have that over here, actually. You would think we would have learned that from California because everything else starts there first and then makes its way to the east. But that wasn't the case here, I guess.
No, it wasn't. We looked at Florida first, and then we found that Hawaii was using a similar system to Florida. Same with Washington. Now, Washington State, with all of its cold water, you think, wow, they have divers up there. Well, they do. Very cold water divers. But they were a solid group. They got a permanent mooring buoy system set up there. So then we thought, okay, it can happen in California. But our purpose was to protect the purple hydro coral, which is California. It's a soft coral out here. We saw it on Farnsworth Bank. Farnsworth Bank is an undersea pinnacle, and it's been featured on your show before.
Catalina, that's where we're going next week, right?
Yes, that's where it is.
Okay, and you will hear all about it in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Dan, thank you so much, man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, I can't believe he wants to be associated with us. It's shocking. You know.
$10 is $10.
Yeah, true.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Ariane, what are you doing here with this riffraff?
With a scuba show going in the LBC, it's kind of hard to fit in if you're a manatee. But I'm a mermaid with grace, and now I'm flipping my tail, getting everybody safe in. May I introduce you to the G-Man? Yeah, he's the captain. I mean, he really drinks some more again. But that don't matter, it's on the party still. Going in, nobody miss home. We got mermaids on the radio, getting it on. And Ariel ain't got nothing on us. So what you wanna do when we got a pocket full of goodies and a cowboy do too? So make some noise and raise your hands. If you just stand there, you won't get a chance. We're gonna give away a lot of this. Hands up, face down, why all the divers mad?
Out in the bottom time with the mermaids on Scuba Radio. Kick back with my mind on my buddy and my buddy on my mind.
That is Mermaid Faith. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in Long Beach, California. Whether Faith shows up, I don't know. She's out here someplace, and she threatened to show up at some point during the show. We'll find out if that happens soon enough. But we have moved down an aisle here at the scuba show, and we're in the Scubatude booth, which Scubatude is a dive center here in the West Coast area. We have Sabrina with us. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
All right, so Scubatude is a dive center, right?
Yes, it's a dive shop in Santa Clarita Valley. It's also a retail shop where we sell, rent, and certify.
Okay, and I was just told by the guy in charge that you guys actually listen to Scuba Radio in the shop. Is he just yanking my chain? Is he brown nosing? Is he for real?
No, not even. He's absolutely for real. It's
really? I am shocked.
And yet they didn't kick us out of their booth immediately.
You know what? We saw Sabrina and her partner in crime walking around the show. She had these things strapped to her thighs that looked like she was a gunslinger from the Wild Wild West. And
I'm guessing knives? Dive knives?
No, it wasn't dive knives. It was, and it wasn't firearms either, because they're illegal. But what was that contraption?
Yeah, it's actually a dive holster. It allows you to have extra pockets on your dry suit or your wetsuit where you can actually put anything, whether it's a knife, a flashlight, or whatever, a camera.
Yeah, so it's more of a technical diving thing. You strap it to your legs or your dry suit out here on the West Coast, right? And you could have extra pockets to put all your goodies in.
It's like underwater cargo pants. It's perfect.
Yes, okay.
That.
But they weren't wearing a dry suit or that. They were just wearing their jeans, so it did look like a holster. Well, it is, but it looked a little bit more menacing. You look like, I don't know, what is the right word there? CJ?
I don't know.
Cool! How about that? We'll go with that. So, Sabrina, you are a dive master. You were telling me this for the dive shop, so that means you take the folks out and help the instructor when you guys are doing some teaching and that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm the extra eyes wherever I'm needed.
So you are Sabrina the dive master here on the left coast.
Exactly.
So, and you help them out here at the scuba show, work in the booth, that kind of thing, and you know, not only extra eyes, but eye candy, I guess?
Yeah, you can say that.
Yes, she's very good eye candy. CJ's taking the picture to prove it right now. So I got to ask you, what is the diving like here out here? And, well, what's your favorite site? We're going to Catalina next week. Is that one of the hot spots or what?
Yeah, Catalina is actually known for its clear waters and their beautiful kelp forest. It's definitely one of my favorites.
Is it? Well, but where do you like to go? Where do you go when you're diving for fun? If you're not working the boat, where do you go?
Usually I'll do a beach dive out of Redondo or Malibu. Those are some popular spots with some beautiful kelp forests over there. Or if not, Anacapa Islands, backside of the Sea Lion Beach.
Really? Sea Lion Beach. So you go there to go frolic with the sea lions?
Exactly. You're in the middle of a pod of like 50 sea lions just surrounding you. It's amazing.
Yeah. Now, I did that once in the Galapagos. I've only had that happen one time. And I was blown away because, you know, we're Florida divers. We're warm water wusses. We don't get that opportunity as much as you do here on the left coast. But when I saw these sea lions in the Galapagos, I had a big monster sea lion come up and start blowing bubbles in my face. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is the best encounter ever. And then when I got up out of the water, the dive master was yelling at me, go, oh, my God, why didn't you back off? Because he was trying to bite my head. Do they do that here in California, too, or what?
Yeah, they're actually very playful out here. They'll do this.
Playful, or are they trying to eat your head? What's going on?
No, out here, they're actually very playful. They're like little puppies underwater. They'll just blow bubbles in your face and try to play with you.
Well, very good. They sound more friendly, more laid back, you know, I guess, being here on the left. Is everybody more laid back here in California as far as the diving, too, do you think?
I would like to think so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're just like, yo, dude, let's go diving. You know, that's the stereotype we got out on the East Coast, of course. East Coast, West Coast. We're going to try to start some kind of controversy or fight. Right, CJ?
Sure, why not?
Yes. All right, and they're going to win. I mean, that's what we're going to say for now. But, I mean, they got the holster, so they'll just shoot you if they don't like you, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what's your favorite type of diving? Is it getting in the ocean, or do you guys have other sites, or do you like to travel, or you do everything?
You know what? I've actually been a little bit in the Caribbean here and there, but honestly, nothing beats the kelp forest on a beautiful day.
Really? So the cold water does not scare you away whatsoever?
No, that's why we got the 7-8 mil, you know, wetsuits.
Is it a wetsuit for you, or are you dry suiting?
I got both.
You got both. So what's your threshold? For me, you know, in Florida, you know, I'm a warm water wuss, 80, 80, 80. We go by the dive god rule. 80 degree water temp, 80 degree visitor, 80 air temp, and 80 visibility feet. So what do you got here?
Out here, it can range anywhere from 55 to, on a good day, 72 degrees. It's the warmest I've ever been. Unfortunately, the visibility can go anywhere from 2 feet to 80.
So as long as you're wet, you're happy.
Exactly.
So what is the threshold on the temp, though, when you say, okay, it's time to switch to a dry suit?
I usually switch to a dry suit when it's low 60s.
Low 60s. Okay. All right. When I was in the Galapagos, I was doing like 65. And I was, like, dying. I was screaming like a little girl. You hear what I'm saying? But that's just me. All right, so I know everybody out here on the West Coast here at the Scuba Show has a tendency to go out to the Pacific. So do you go out to Fiji, Hawaii, those kind of places too, or are they kind of on your bucket list?
Yeah, that's definitely on my bucket list. I haven't been out there yet, but I actually plan to go there in June. So.
Yeah. And so what do you do in your real-world job? Do you do this at the dive shop all the time and work with the dive shop, or you do other stuff?
I'm actually a bartender as well.
I was going to say actress. No? You're not one of those?
Not one of those.
Really? Do you want to be?
No, thank you.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked. I thought they all did that. So, but you're a bartender at one of the hot spots here in Vegas? Or in Vegas? Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, it's a town, Santa Clarita. It's called Lazy Dog Cafe, and I'm a bartender over there.
They got dive beers there? It's kind of like a dive bar?
No, I wish it was. That'd be cool, though.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, we got this new thing called Tank Rum we found out about last week on the big show. It's a clear rum, platinum rum, that the bottle is shaped like an air tank. What do you think of that?
That's awesome.
It's coming to California. You heard it here first. So you could stock that at your bar and serve it up nicely. But you know how to make all the cool drinks out here.
Yeah, exactly.
So where are you diving next? Where are you guys going from the Scuba Show? You're here exhibiting. You guys are filling up trips, I guess. Going out to Redondo local. You do Catalina Island. You guys run big trips from here, too, with the dive shop?
Yeah, so we do a class usually once a month, and we're taking them to Catalina in the next 2 weeks. But we also do big trips as well. Our next big trip, we're actually hoping to go to Kona, Hawaii.
Ooh, and do you get on that action? Do you get in on that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so what do you get to do? Just be one of the freebie spots? Is that the deal or what?
Actually, yeah.
That's a pretty good gig for sure. Yeah, so you've been there a few times to Kona, I guess.
Actually, it'll be my first time this year.
Really? Well, this year. Wait a minute. So you've been there many times before.
Oh, no. It'll be my first time.
First time ever. So you've been a dive master how long and working with Scuba Toot how long?
For 3 years.
3 years. Okay. And do you aspire to be a dive instructor?
Yes, eventually.
Yeah. And when you do that, what is the ultimate goal? What do you have a plan, or are you just kind of going with the flow as everybody else out here on the left coast?
My ultimate goal would be to be an instructor and then hopefully get my own scuba diving charter boat.
Really? You want to run your own boat out here?
Yeah, and I'd have my dad be the captain and I'd just be the instructor.
So he's a big boating guy or a captain or dive boat captain or what?
Yeah, he's a big fisherman and he has his own boat, so.
What are the things like with the abalone and all this? You do spear fishing and all that kind of stuff too or what?
I haven't dabbled in spear fishing, although it is very big. I hear abalone is there's a comeback with it. So
when you go out there, I mean, are you a hunter? Are you a bubble watcher? Are you a reef person, a fish person? What would you consider yourself?
I actually really love underwater photography.
Yeah? So what are you shooting these days?
I'm shooting with a Sony A6000 and a Nauticam housing.
Wow. So you're hardcore.
Yeah.
So are you like one of these underwater videographer people that might be working for Hollywood eventually? Are you out of the... See, I'm stereotyping every diver out here on the West Coast, but that's just what we do when we don't live here. But is that a very small niche out here, or are you part of that community too?
I actually just started, but I would absolutely love to be a part of that eventually.
Right. You know, I was in Sharknado 3.
What?
He's in almost every scene. He plays, what, Sweaty Tourist number 6?
Yes. Well, Sabrina, if you ever want to be a Scuba Radio Mermaid, you let us know, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Mark that off the list for you. All right, we got more coming up from the Scuba Show in Long Beach, California next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You're missing all the fun. These people are great. Some of them have been partying all night long. They sing songs till they get too cold, and then they go sit by the fire and they get warm, and then they come back and they sing some more.
California.
Yes, they do. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ, is with me as well. We may have recruited a new mermaid there with Sabrina, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. She's a nice gal. Very smart. I love the fact that she's a dive master working it here on the West Coast. That is a scuba shop, just so we're clear, at ScubaTude. Check them out, ScubaTude.com. All right, so before we even got out of the booth, we got stopped by some other folks. What's your name?
Andy Horowitz.
Andy, how are you? And you are?
Ashley Horowitz.
All right, so Andy and Ashley. Ashley, you're his daughter, correct?
Yes.
So you are how old?
I'm 20.
She is. When we started Scuba Radio, she was just an idea in your eye. Is that right?
That's right. I always wanted to get her certified. When she was 12 years old, I got her certified listening to Scuba Radio.
Did he just say stupid radio?
Sounds like it.
That's what I thought, but that's fine.
That's right. Well, that's what we love, listening to your show all
the time.
He's
not wrong.
It's the truth hurts sometimes, but God bless him. All right, so you're here at the show. You've been listening to the show for a long time. And I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Ashley.
Ashley, so you actually wanted to be one of our mermaids? What happened?
Last time I saw you guys here at the show, I was 16, yeah. And you guys gave me, let me try on the mermaid tail.
We did.
You
weren't supposed to, but go ahead.
Yeah, you guys let me try on the mermaid tail, and you asked me if I wanted to come be a mermaid for you guys, but I was only 16, and said, come back when I'm 21, which will be next year. So
be next year. Okay. Well, your dad's here, and so Andy, right? So maybe if you want to be a mermaid, we still have some time here at the Scuba Show. Even though you're not 21, that's usually our cutoff age. If you want to do this, we'll hook you up tomorrow morning at the show. How about you? With your dad's consent.
With my dad's consent.
100% yes.
Oh!
I work tomorrow, but I will.
You worked it? Well, no, it's early. It's way before you have to go into work. So you be a mermaid and then you go to work.
I'd love to be a mermaid.
Okay, all right. Yeah. We'll see. Well, we'll make it happen eventually. But yeah, you know, I'm the mermaid maker.
Star maker.
Okay, or a little bit of both. Maybe a little bit of both. But no, it's really nice, in all honesty, that you guys have been listening. It's kind of cool seeing Ashley. You know, she's 20 years old, and we've been doing the show 20 years. This is our 20-year anniversary here at the Scuba Show this year, and it's kind of cool and creepy at the same time. You hear what I'm saying, Ashley?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable for her, awkward.
One thing that I will say to all the listeners out there, keep listening to the show. Not only is it fun, and these guys are practical jokers, but you get really good information. It keeps you on your toes, reminds you of things. They have Patty on the show. They have all different dive resorts all over the world to listen to. So keep listening, because you'll actually keep on top, and it'll make you dive more and make you a better diver.
Pay that man.
Thank you, Andy. What do we say, 25?
Yes, exactly. I was going to say, hook them up. So you guys are here at the show doing what? Just kind of planning out the year for some new dive trips or what?
Actually, we just planned our trip that we're taking in August. We're going to be spending 4 days in Cozumel, 4 days on Playa del Carmen. And we're going to go snorkeling with the whales. We're going to go to Tulum, and we're going to go on the pyramids. And then we're going to go to the cenotes and go diving there after spending 4 days on Cozumel. So
that's our
yearly dive trip together.
Oh, really? Okay. The cenotes now, you're doing cave stuff then, or yes. What?
The cenotes, so you just have to be nitrox certified for it. You don't actually have to.
They take you down with a guide, that kind of thing?
Yeah, they have a cave guide for you, and you, because it's cenotes, are open on the top, so it's, and they don't take you in very far.
Right.
But there's like miles of caves back there, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I've heard great things. And yeah, you know, and it's Mexico. They have no rules. They don't care. No, they do. They'll take care of you. I know. It's good stuff. But that sounds like an exciting trip. So it's just you two that go?
Yeah, we're going to go, right? We actually just went on Wednesday. We heard that you were going to be diving in Catalina. We went diving in Bird Rock, right by Blue Caverns, which is a great diving spot. We went there actually on Wednesday of this week, went diving.
Yeah, that's on Catalina.
Yeah, it's the northern part of the island.
Yeah, on the Isthmus. We were there for Chamber Day.
I've heard about that. Yeah, they have this big event to help support the chamber. Is that what it is on the island?
Yeah, it's once a year they have a big fundraiser to support the USC Hyperbaric Chamber that they have in Isthmus on Catalina Island. And the Port of Los Angeles Police, the Sheriff, Coast Guard, they all come out to support and kind of show what they do and how they are connected to the Hyperbaric Chamber, bringing people in and stuff.
Right, and they say Isthmus because in California you're not allowed to say Christmas.
That's exactly right.
I heard that. I don't know. Fake news probably. But regardless, that does sound cool that you guys were out there supporting that event. I did hear about that, and I hope to learn a lot about that when we spend some time over in Catalina for the first time ourselves. I've been over there just for a day trip, so we're planning to go there right from the Long Beach show and spend some quality time with some friends on a private boat and really explore. See the buffalo and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, there's bison on Catalina Island. Yeah. There was a movie filmed there in the 20s. They brought over a herd of bison. The actual shot didn't actually make it into the movie, and the bison were left there.
I'm aware of that movie. It was called Dances with Wolves.
No, Dances with Bison, I think. Yeah. But, we'll learn all about that and try to share some of that next week on the big show, or actually in hour two. I think what we're going to do is do a bit of the show and then go over to Catalina and talk about some of the diving there.
I hope your trip to Catalina is good. I've heard that there's a big storm coming in on the West Coast here. It's starting to rain and everything. So I hope
by the time we get over there, it'll be over. Right. We're bringing good weather over there. You got to think positive on that kind of stuff.
Because, Scuba Radio controls all.
Yes.
All weather, all waves, all clarity.
True.
We're used to hurricanes. This is nothing.
Exactly. This will blow right over. Well, it is good stuff. And you guys are going to do that trip, family trip, when again?
Well, we're going to be taking just me and Ashley in August. We're going to be going.
Okay. You guys got to promise to come back on the show and tell us how it was. I haven't been there. I want to hear about diving that part of the world. You're excited, I would imagine. Right, Ashley?
I'm very excited.
More excited than being a mermaid?
You know what? They're both on my bucket list.
Okay, that's right. She's not going to pick one over the other. I don't blame her. Well, great to see you guys. Thanks for the support over the years, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Absolutely. We'll keep up the great job. Hopefully another 30 years to go. It's just doing a great job.
Yeah, I'll be how old? Oh, geez, forget it. Hour two is on deck here from Long Beach. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.